T-shirt time.
It's t-shirt time.
Everybody knows it's t-shirt time.
So annoying.
T-shirt time.
It's t-shirt time.
Oh my God, shut up now.
Shirtless robots listen to CITR 101.9 FM.
I'm just trying to let everybody know so they put their t-shirts on.
Listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. And at the top there, we heard Franz Gall's single Baby Pop from 1966. And I played that because, once again, I am the father of a brand new baby. Alice, little baby Alice, was born 3 weeks early on Saturday morning. Very exciting surprise. But things are great, and so I have a bunch of baby-related songs here to play on the first half of the show. Later on, I'm going to be previewing a bunch of rock shows that I won't be able to go to because I am deeply involved in adult responsibilities. But, man, there's some good-looking shows out there. I am going to continue on this theme. I'm going to play a song called Alice, which is the name of my daughter. This is a song by the local band The Oz, currently touring in Europe, and this is from their recent album from last year called Future Without Her. And this is Alice going out to my beautiful new daughter, Alice. Here we go.
Issue of Discorder is here. Be sure to pick up a copy around town or check it out online at discorder.ca and catch features on Pat Locke, Dirty Spells, Horses Records, The Beelines, and so much more. Also be sure to peep the Discorder playlist, now available through SoundCloud. And a very special thank you to this issue's advertisers, Audiopile Records, CCEC Credit Union, Catalano Street Party, LiveVan.com, the Ponderosa Festival, the Queer Arts Festival, the Rickshaw Theater, Rifflandia, the Media Club, Vancouver Fetish Weekend, Vancouver Fringe Festival, Vancouver Queer Film Festival, the Victory Square Block Party, and Vinyl Records. Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts in the downtown area at
The Baker and the Chef, Bang On T-shirts, Beat Street Records, Dunlevy Snack Bar, The Fall Tattooing, Fortune Sound Club, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Perch, The Portside Pub, Save On Meats, and Vinyl Records.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
All right, that was John Mouse's Hey Moon from his most recent album, We Must Become the Pitiless Censors of Ourselves. And Saturday night, the night that Alice was born, was the Supermoon night. And in the absence of any recordings by one of my fave local band, Supermoon, I played that. Because that song actually went through my head as I was walking outside late that night and saw that big old moon, and that great song came into my head. And at the top, we heard The Oz with their song, Alice. I'm going to continue on with some baby songs. Indulge me, if you will. U.S. Girls last year released an album called Gem, and on it had a song called Slim Baby. I'm pretty sure this is about Megan from U.S. Girls' husband, Slim Twig. But I also have a very important Slim Baby in my life. She's very little. She was only 6 pounds when she was born, and it took her a while to figure out that eating was important. But I think we've gotten over that hurdle, and she's doing much better. So here is the song Slim Baby by U.S. Girls.
Oh, yeah.
That was Ellie Greenwich with her song Baby. Ellie Greenwich, one lean, mean songwriter, and also quite a talented singer in her own right. Before that, we heard Kurt Vile with the song Baby's Arms from his 2011 album Smoke Ring from My Halo. And at the top, we heard U.S. Girls with Slim Baby. You're listening to CITR. This is Dunkin' Donuts, special pre-recorded episode. It's actually Wednesday night, and I'm in my basement recording this because I won't be able to make it out to the station. And in fact, I won't be doing my show regularly over the summer. It's going to be maybe a couple of episodes here and there, but the very, very talented Ryan Rozelle, formerly of Butter on the Bread, is going to be filling in for me. So that is great news for all of you, because he's going to deliver. So I'll tell you a bit more about that later. But that's why maybe I sound kind of tired. All right, a couple more baby songs. All right, Think About Life, they're from Montreal. They had an album out called Family about 5 years ago, and this is a very appropriate song called Having My Baby, and this goes out to the ultimate badass birthing machine in my life, Anna King. I love you, Anna. Here is Think About Life.
My mistakes.
That was a Rockabye Baby lullaby rendition of Rebel Rebel by David Bowie. I am going to be making very good use of that. Thanks again to my friend Ryan, who's going to be filling in, for getting me that record a little while ago. And before that, we heard Montreal's Think About Life with the song Havin' My Baby. That now concludes the baby-related songs portion of the show. We're going to be moving on to Hot Rock Show previews. Tonight, rock show, maybe not, maybe pop, maybe, I don't know what you'd call it, new wave. Couple of great dancey bands playing at the Lido in Mount Pleasant tonight. Free show starts at 9:30 with Sur une Plage, which is the kind of electronic band for Josh Wells from Black Mountain. And after that, at 10:30 is Fake Tears, and that's Alicia Rembold and Larissa Loiva from multiple bands, and oh wow, giant moth flying around me. Yeah, they're both playing tonight at the Lido. It's free and it's an excellent billing, and you should go see them. So this is Sur une Plage with Party Product.
Standing in line for, it better be worth living and dying.
right, that was Dead Soft from their record Teen Fiction from last year. That was the song Maybe. And before that, we heard Dead Ghosts from the excellent album from last year, Can't Get No. That was that song, That Old Feeling. Both Dead Ghosts and Dead Soft are playing with Baus from somewhere far afield. And they're playing at Thor's Palace, kind of near 13th and Main, on Saturday night. That is going to be a crazy good show, so make sure to work your way down to Thor's. Before that, we heard Fake Tears with their track Nightbox, and as I said, they'll be playing with Sul and Praj tonight at the Lido, so check that out. Also happening this weekend is the Anna Korda's Unknown Music Series. Anna Korda's has a great music scene for such a small town, sort of Mount Erie's home base, and for years and years they've had great music festivals there. I can't remember the name of the festival that was there for a number of years, but it coincided with Shipwreck Days, which is a giant citywide yard sale. Anyways, lots of fun. And so there's 3 days of programming. It looks really great, and lots of excellent indie Northwest bands playing. And a visitor from, well, I don't know where he lives now, but he used to live in Toronto, Stephen Cato. And he was one of the founders of the Blocks Recording Club, which put out early records by Hank and Final Fantasy and the Diskettes, lots of great stuff. And he's going to be performing a 47-minute piece called 2003, which was a great year for Blocks and for Steve Cato. But I'm only going to play a couple minutes of it. But if you happen to find yourself in Anna Korda's this weekend, definitely check out his performance. He's a fascinating guy. He did a bunch of Bruce Springsteen's covers. He was in Ninja High School in Barcelona Pavilion. Lots of great stuff. Very talented guy. So it's cool that he's coming up here to Anna Korda's, headed this way to Anna Korda's. All right, here it is, Steve Cato with 2003. Thank you.
Astorino's is located off Commercial Drive in the heart of East Vancouver. It's run by the Britannia Community Center and is available to rent for anyone. Some of its features include tall ceilings, wood floors, accessible bathrooms, a stage, and a PA. Astorino's is an accessible space and centrally located. It's ideal for any type of rehearsal, information session, dance classes, arts and craft sales, rummage sales, community events, and of course, shows and dancing.
Check out BritanniaCenter.org and the Facebook search Astorino's, or contact Maddie Harris by email at maddiefromlife@gmail.com to learn more.
Known pimp, narcotics king, big-time racketeer, back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future. Those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Yeah. Come on, baby. Come on. I won't let you down. Follow me.
Exploding Head Movies. Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
That was Broken Water from Olympia, Washington, from their album Tempest. That was the song Drown. Great track. And once again, they're playing as part of the Anacortes Unknown Music Series happening this weekend. It's going to be great. That's going to do it for this show. Thanks so much for listening. Like I said, Ryan Rozelle is going to be filling in over the next few weeks, maybe. I don't know how many weeks. We'll see how things go. I'm going to be around campus a little bit, but also trying to spend lots of time at home. So yeah, thanks for indulging me. I'm very happy about New Alice, and so is Anna and my little other three-year-old Ellie. Things are great. And thanks for letting me share that with you. If you like what you heard, you can check out the playlist at citr.ca, and you can, or at duncansdonuts.wordpress.com, and hopefully the podcasts are all better, and you can hear that at citr.ca. Thanks for listening. This is another guy that's going to be playing in Anacortes this weekend, the great Nicholas Kurgovich. From his album, Who Cares? This is the song, People.
I don't miss seeing the seasons change when I'm out with people, only people in late afternoon sun with long shadows abound. I turn the corner and I wander around now. Fairfax again, and thinking about my friends, are they too new to truly depend on? Things still will roll along after I'm gone. Time is revealing so little for me, I don't know what I should. Always feeling this and that, and there's just no answer. No. People, people who need people are the luckiest people in the world. I walk down the street with them, just like an alien. But when I smile at you, believe it's true. I couldn't do it if it wasn't big.
Fred Durst?
He's like Iggy.
Oh, you are sorely mistaken. I
play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh my God! I mean, they.
Wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's
I know.
The ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS. It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS.
Okay, so we're looking at a Ouija board now. Can you tell me how this works, how it normally works?
So normally we have two participants, so side by side the Ouija board. So there is the Ouija.
I'm sitting in UBC's Visual Cognition Lab with an exchange student named Simon. As you can probably tell from his accent, Simon is from France. He's one of the research assistants on a new study at UBC that is using Ouija boards to try to learn things about the human subconscious. The study is called the Inner Intelligence Project.
I mean, the field of the cognitive science is just super exciting. It's developing a lot the last few years. There is so many questions not answered, so many things to investigate.
There is a Ouija board sitting on the table between Simon and I. It's basically just a piece of cardboard, like Monopoly or Scrabble, except there's the word yes written on one side and no written on the other. In between are all the letters of the alphabet. And in the middle of the board is this plastic device called a planchette, with little rivets in it where your fingers can go. The planchette is designed to guide effortlessly across the board. For over 100 years, people have been using this board to try to communicate with their dead relatives and spirits. Actually, do you mind if we just try it? Can we just try it? Okay, so this won't pick up on the radio that well, but I've never done this, so I'm interested. So do I put my fingers like...
We do like this, yeah. And you kind of close your eyes.
Okay.
And you wait for...